Hello, and welcome to Overlooked Headlines. We're the podcast designed to share headlines from America and around the world that have been disregarded or overlooked, but are critical to our lives and well-being. It's our mission to inform with the headlines and then inspire through biblical words, which we call His Lines, that once heard and applied, will help to strengthen our faith in God as we navigate this journey called life. Now, here's the host of Overlooked Headlines, Jeff Bass.
Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Overlooked Headlines. I'm Jeff Bass. Today's breakdown will tell you about a home security system that fires paintballs, flying cars. In case you missed the stories, and our top headline, the government attack on Christian colleges. And of course, we'll close with His Lines. Our first headline, a new home security system that fires paintballs. That's right, it fires paintballs. Popular Science has reported that a Slovenian-based company called OZIT, that's O-Z-I-T, OZIT, has created a line of autonomous property monitoring devices that will use motion detection and facial recognition to guard against supposed intruders. This new home surveillance system is called PaintCam Eve. That's right, PaintCam Eve, touted as the first of its kind. The website says PaintCam's advanced technology detects both humans and pets, utilizing state-of-the-art facial recognition to distinguish between welcome guests and potential intruders. In the event of an unwanted intrusion, our system springs into action, developing and deploying paintball markers or tear gas to deter the intruder and mark them for easy identification by authorities. The company adds the following. With advanced AI technology, Eve can detect and track objects in real time while seamlessly adapting to challenging low light conditions. But it doesn't stop there. Her intelligence extends to recognizing individuals, animals, and various objects, they say, with precision. Also, the company says the cameras can be loaded with tear gas balls or even shoot UV lights. The cameras can connect with user smartphones and users can monitor their property in real time. Though the cameras have built-in AI, the company sells several different tier models. The Eve Plus, it comes with animal detection, whereas the basic model does not. And the top tier Eve Pro comes loaded with face detection. Popular Science also added, quote, presumably determining pre-authorized visitors would involve them allowing 3D facial scans to store in Eve's system for future reference. At the very least, require owners to clear each unknown newcomer. Either way, the details are limited on PaintCam's website. The company just started their Kickstarter campaign. Very interesting. Our second headline, are you ready for flying cars? That's right, flying cars. Flying cars are becoming a reality in China. This story from Zero Hedge. Multiple Chinese companies are focused on commercializing flying cars, utilizing a design that is different from the popular eVTOL aircraft that uses electric power to hover, take off, and land vertically. XPeng Aero HT, an affiliate of the electric vehicle startup, plans to market a dual-model eVTOL vehicle capable of both driving on roads and flying. The Civil Aviation Administration of China is currently reviewing the aircraft for commercial certification. Also, there are reports that pre-orders in China are set to start this coming October, with mass production anticipated next year. targeting tourism companies and outdoor enthusiasts. Initially priced around a whopping $138,000, XPing Arrow HT aims to reduce costs in the future and is also planning to expand internationally. A spokesperson said, quote, "If large-scale mass production becomes possible, we can dramatically reduce costs. The Middle East is an important market for us, given the level of regulation and openness to new things and costs," end quote. It debuted a concept model at a Las Vegas trade show this past January. Meanwhile, two-seater EH216-S, capable of a 25-minute flight per charge, began sales April 1st after receiving type certification in October. Last month, the company EHang was authorized for mass production, and they plan to partner with hospitality businesses for tourism services. By the way, China leads globally in all EVTOL development, holding 50% of the world's models, significantly ahead of the U.S. and Germany. This surge is supported by advancements in EV technologies like high-density batteries, essential for EVTOLs, with Chinese firms like CATL at the forefront. Other Chinese initiatives include a six-seater for longer flights. However, the expansion faces challenges such as limited takeoff / landing infrastructure and undefined traffic regulations for EVTOLs. One EVTOL executive, however, said, "We will be forced to fly relatively infrequently for the next few years." But guess what? They still have in development flying cars. Got a question for everyone. Would you ever buy a flying car? Yes or no? Just leave us a comment and we'll get back with you on that.
Hey, if you're enjoying this episode, then we'll think you'll love connecting with us on our social media platforms as well, because we post frequent news bites, tips, and alerts to keep you informed and inspired. Now, let's get back to more Overlooked Headlines with Jeff Bass.
In case you missed this segment, where we give you a few quick stories that perhaps you missed. First up, elementary school accused of discrimination. An elementary school in Washington state has been accused of discrimination for prohibiting the creation of an interfaith prayer student club while allowing a pride student group to meet on campus. What about this one? Have you heard this? Biden considers climate emergency declaration. This is from the National Review. Recently, top advisors to President Joe Biden resumed talks on declaring a climate emergency. That's right, a climate emergency. According to Bloomberg, the goal would be to suspend offshore drilling and oil exports to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. Also, Bloomberg states that the administration knows such a declaration wouldn't actually help the environment, but the real purpose of the announcement is that it would, quote, galvanize climate-minded voters. And thirdly, a company debuts a robo-dog with a flamethrower. Can't make these stories up. A robotics company called ThrowFlamer recently debuted a new robot dog with an attached flamethrower on its back, boasting to be the first in the world. The general public and government agencies alike are now able to purchase this fire-spitting robo-dog for $9,420. The dog can run and leap around obstacles using a laser sight device and can be controlled with Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. The fire can be sprayed up to 30 feet. The big question is, what can go wrong with an invention like this? Leave us your comments and your thoughts. We'll keep you updated on these in case you missed these stories, so keep watching. In the meantime, hold tight. We've got more.
Still to come, our top headline. And don't miss his lines. Right here on Overlooked Headlines.
Now, our top headline. Possible government attack on Christian colleges. And this comes from the Washington Stand. The Department of Education goes after Christian universities. A dust storm of political madness is brewing in Phoenix, Arizona, as Grand Canyon University faces the continued threats of the Department of Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. Christians have watched as the Biden administration attacks biblical views left and right with a particularly vehement disregard of the sanctity of life and marriage. As such, it can't be too surprising that Cardona has vowed to shut down America's largest Christian university. In late October, Grand Canyon University was hit with a $37.7 million fine brought by the federal government over allegations that it lied to students about the cost of its programs. AP News reported, an accusation Grand Canyon University is also known as GCU, President Brian Mueller described as ridiculous. Around the same time, Liberty University, which is America's second largest Christian university, was also fined $37 million over alleged underreporting of crimes. GCU appealed this fine in November, even though a hearing is not expected until this coming January of 2025. But the question Mueller has is one of integrity. Is this genuine consideration for the well-being of students, or is this a targeted attack against religious institutions, he said. It's interesting, isn't it, he goes on, that the two largest Christian universities in the country, this one and Liberty University, are both being fined almost the identical amount at almost the identical time. He said this in a recent speech. Now, is there a cause and effect there, he goes on? And he ended by saying, I don't know, but it's a fact. This April, the House Appropriations Committee held a hearing specifically about the administration's decision, that's right, to crack down on GCU and other Christian universities like it. During the proceedings, Cardona and Representative Rosa DeLauro, Democrat of Connecticut, made their disapproval for GCU and similar universities very obvious. Quote, she said, we are cracking down not only to shut them down, but to send a message to not prey on students. Supporters of GCU agree the fine seems unprecedented and motivated by ideological bias, including American Principles Project Policy Director John Swift, who said, quote, the federal government's education agenda is punishing schools that do not conform to their progressive ideology. While there is still immense uncertainty surrounding this case, the GCU president took the time to share with the Washington Stand how his staff, faculty, and students are faring in these troubling times, and how believers everywhere can help. He emphasized that GCU has faced various issues over the years, but despite the government's actions, he wanted people to know that, quote, interestingly enough, it has had zero impact on anything that we're doing. He continued, the enrollments are just continuing to grow, and the morale is very, very high in terms of our faculty and our staff. The campus is extremely vibrant. I mean, the students absolutely love this place, he said. They're extremely loyal to it, and so we just keep marching through it. And while the fine they're being dealt by the Department of Education is a problem, he said he's just thankful that GCU remains optimistic. He goes on, the Christian mission, not politics, is our motivation and it is our hope. He pointed out that GCU is trying to be an example, he said, of a Christian community that can rise above those things and focus on helping people through service as scripture calls us to do as believers. Mueller concluded with a request for prayer, that's right, for prayer, as they work through these troubling times and for the hearts of certain people in Washington, D.C., he said, to be softened, adding that it's hard to make any type of progress and resolve differences when people just don't want to talk, he said, especially to each other. We'll have to keep our eye on this story and keep praying.
Hey, if you're enjoying this episode, then we'll think you'll love connecting with us on our social media platforms as well, because we post frequent news bites, tips, and alerts to keep you informed and inspired. Now, let's get back to more Overlooked Headlines with Jeff Bass.
Now, it's time for what we call His Lines. This is where we take a look at these headlines from a biblical perspective, taken from the Word of God. You know, I read a story recently about a German princess. That's right, a German princess. Her name is Gloria von Thurn Undon Taxis. And she spoke at the National Conservatism Convention meeting recently in Brussels. She talked about the condition of the family, and she reflected on the miserable and seemingly hopeless state of the Western world, mentioning the opioid crisis in America, war, civil war, unknown diseases. She mentioned unrest and hatred. The princess believes that the only way out of the mess the world is in is to call on God and ask for help. She went on to say, quote, "If the power of evil is growing, it's because we've lost faith in God, the Creator. Only by praying to God can we defeat the devil. Evil's ugly face has never been more visible. Let's fight it with prayer. The only powerful tool we have," she says, "and our secret weapon, and that's prayer." Amen. Well, after hearing that, I agree. That's a very good analysis by the princess. And in many ways, I agree. However, allow me to unpack this situation even further. First, we do need to call to God and ask for help. I'm in agreement with that. As a matter of fact, that's scripturally sound. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, it says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you and even show you great and mighty things, things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish." Also, Psalm 72, verse 12, "For he will rescue the needy when they ask for help. He will save the burden and come to the aid of those who have no other help." Secondly, she said that evil is growing and we've lost faith in God, the Creator. Listen to these verses from Romans chapter 1, verses 20 through 25. "Since earliest times, men have seen the earth and sky and all God made and have known of his existence and great eternal power. So they will have no excuse when they stand before God at judgment day. Yes, they knew about him all right, but they wouldn't admit it or worship him or even thank him for all his daily care. And after a while, they began to think up silly ideas of what God was like and what he wanted them to do. The result was that their foolish minds became dark and confused. Claiming themselves to be wise without God, they became utter fools instead." Verse 23, And then, instead of worshiping the glorious, ever-living God, they took wood and stone and made idols for themselves, carving them to look like mere birds and animals and snakes and puny men. So God let them go ahead into every sort of sex sin and do whatever they wanted to. Yes, vile and sinful things with each other's bodies. Instead of believing what they knew was the truth about God, they deliberately chose to believe lies. So they prayed to the things God made, but wouldn't obey the blessed God who made these things, the Creator. Yeah, that's where we are. And finally, looking at what the princess said, she says that we need to fight this evil with prayer, which she says is our only powerful tool. Now, I agree that prayer is a powerful tool that God has given us. But here is where we differ. I don't believe that it's the only tool that we have. No, it's not our only tool. We not only have prayer, but we have fasting. Matthew 17, verse 21 says, that kind of spirit comes out only if you use prayer and fasting. Also, we have the word of God. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, Jesus gives us a great demonstration of how to use the word of God against our enemy, the tempter, who is also known as the devil or Satan. In that scripture, it reads, now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he, that's Jesus, answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Just like Jesus, we need to speak the word of God that relates to our situation. So, let's not be silent regarding the evil in this world. Let's go before the Lord God in prayer with fasting and trust him to do what only he can do and will do regarding evil. Here's what God's word says about evildoers and evil workers. It's from the book of Psalm, chapter 37, verses 1 and 2 first. Psalms 37, 1, 2. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Staying in Psalms 37, go down to verse 7 through 10. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Soon the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to put our trust in God. Well, that's all for this episode. Until the next time, this is Jeff Bass with Overlooked Headlines, where we're keeping you informed and inspired. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you've been informed and inspired. Like us, tell a friend, and connect with us via Facebook, YouTube, or email us at neveroverlooked@gmail.com. That's neveroverlooked@gmail.com. Check us out next time on Overlooked Headlines with Jeff Bass.